Good morning, everyone, and welcome this morning to our final budget meeting before we approve our tax rates. I'm going to hand it over to our CAO, who's going to talk to us about the items that we had discussed at our strategic planning sessions.
Thank you, Orden. There's a number of items we have to go through this morning. The first item is resident feedback. We received feedback from one resident. The feedback was essentially a fairly long letter. I would describe it as disagreeing with the budget process. Is probably the best way to characterize it. And then at the end of the letter, the resident essentially challenges the committee or the council to come up with, you know, what are your top three budget items. So this isn't, you know, the type of feedback that we were asking residents for. We were asking residents for feedback about the actual budget and the numbers within the budget. This is really, I guess, a deviation from that as the way to maybe to talk about it. So I don't know if councillors want to talk about this or have any thoughts on this.
Yes. Okay. Thank you. And thank you to the resident for providing feedback. As usual, I do a budget address at the budget meeting, and we do outline the priorities of the municipality at that time. I think from the discussions that we've had, a couple, of course, that come to my mind, and I'll ask for input, excuse me, from rest of council. Some of our priorities, of course, are economic development, housing. We've talked about governance, and of course, healthcare is always a priority, I believe, of this council. And we're in the process, I think, of really examining provision of services, whether that's, you know, waste collection, what we're talking about, streetlights, and other projects. So those, in my mind, would be our top priorities. Any questions or comments related to that item? Councillor Richardson?
Well, I think there was reference paid in there to our dynamic financial model. Mm-hmm. And I think in past, over the years, we've been reactive on budget matters. In other words, you're filling gaps that are present. And to me, what we're doing is being proactive.
Absolutely.
In having that. So we're actually looking forward. And we're not planning for yesterday, but we're planning 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5 years or more forward. So I think, actually, I praise having that process in there.
Yeah, I think the financial model has absolutely helped us have good discussions on where we want, where we are, where we're going, and where we want to be. So with the short, medium, and long-term goals of the municipality. Councillor Thorburn Irvine.
Thank you, Warden. I would concur with both what the Warden and our Councillor Richardson has just said. I think any feedback provides for points of reflection, but as you've suggested in your budget address, you will prioritize what's been important. Our dynamic financial model provides us with the dynamism in that model, provides us with data. And so what I also really like out of our strategic planning session is that we've got pillars that will continue to guide us and keep us anchored within that focus. And so while feedback is appreciated, they are points of reflection. And I believe that this council is being guided by its principles. Yeah, that have been said. Yeah.
Thank you for that, Deputy Warden.
And I fully agree what's been said. Each department has brought forth their what they feel is priority in their department. This process has been great to enlighten us all to what is happening within each department. I feel that it's been very informative for all of us. And as far as top items for the budget, that will come forth during the budget address. So I'm sure that this has been informative to those that's been online or been present. And I thank staff for bringing forth their concerns and what their priorities are in their departments.
Thank you for that. Councillor Shand.
I was going to agree with Hi, this being my first time participating in budget. It has been a major learning for me and listening to what all the directors have had to say and what they brought forward with every project that they're working on. 100% is meeting what these KPIs are. Like we're what I have read here, that we're looking for all of our targets and where we want to be with all of our pillars. They've all touched on something that fits within this model. And me being someone from the outside, kind of for my first time, I can see that very clearly. So if residents would like to listen to everything that was said in each of these sessions, they would clearly be able to see that we are meeting the goals that are set forth with the municipality.
Great. Thank you for that. Any other comments, Councillor Poole?
I agree with all the comments there. Just that, you know, I think when the budget address, you'll deal with the things that are in this letter.
Okay. Thank you. Anything further? Councillor Sutherland, did you have a comment to make as well?
She just popped back online, so maybe ask her again.
Okay. Councillor Sutherland, we were just talking about the priorities of the municipality and outlining each one of us have made a comment regarding those priorities. And I'm wondering if you have anything to that you wanted to add to that.
Hi there. No, I concur with Councillor Richardson and the rest of the council. I agree with everything you guys have said.
Okay, thank you for that. Okay, I think we can move on, CAO.
All right. Thank you, Warden. That I just want to touch on the characterization that the model is just a spreadsheet. It is not just a spreadsheet. Yes, it uses Excel, but this is quite a sophisticated model that was developed over a long period of time by our auditors. It's not something that someone can just pop on their machine and throw in some numbers and come up with some answers. It actually takes training to use the model. So that characterization, I hope that this resident does not continue with that misleading characterization. I also want to comment on the fact that this particular resident seems to have taken a dislike to the process that council has gone through, where council has decided to go through all of the GLs within the operating budget and then all the projects, and the resident feels that you're unable to focus in on what's important, and that you're being, I guess, swamped with the minutia of budget. So the first thing I want to say about that, number one, is that council actually has an obligation to go through all of the GLs, because at the end of the day, it is council who is approving the budget. So they have an obligation to do that. You know, if you find it boring or if it's taking too long for you, then that's an issue that is your own. But for council, they feel that's important. And the other point I want to make is that I think you're doing discredit to the council when you say that they're unable to see what's important when they go through all of these items on a line-by-line basis. Our councillors are very experienced at this process and have been very engaged with staff. As a CAO, I don't think there's a single item within the budget process that that councillors have not identified as important going forward. And they certainly have asked all the pertinent questions that they need to in this extended budget process. So I hope that clarifies that matter. I do want to move on to the next item. We do have a projected surplus this year. The final numbers for that surplus will be finalized, I think, on April 8th or 9th. So we don't have those numbers right now, but they will be in the final motions that you'll be making on April 15th. We do need direction from council as to where you want those funds transferred to. Traditionally, what we've done is we've transferred them to our operating reserve, But you do have the ability to transfer them into our capital reserve as well if you want to. So I'll just open that to the floor for discussion.
Thank you, CAO. And I think the reason we typically put it in operating reserve is for the flexibility of the funds, correct?
That is correct.
Yeah. So I would suggest that that we continue with that in that manner.
Yep.
Excuse me, Councillor Thorburn Irvine.
So thank you for the clarification of which is the more flexible reserve to place the funds in. And so the question that I've got is, why would we ever not put it in the most flexible reserve? I agree with you, but that was just the question. Why would you ever put it in the least flexible reserve?
Perhaps if you had a major capital project.
Oh, there you go. Yep. Thank you.
CAO, I don't know if you had anything further to add.
No, it's, I mean, we do have enough capital projects coming up that you can put it in the capital reserve if you want to, and those funds will get used. But for me, I prefer it in the operating reserve just because, like the warden says, it gives more flexibility in the event we need access to that for other needs.
Okay, so is there consensus that the surplus will go to operating reserves? Great, thank you.
All right, thank you, Warden. Next item is I would like sort of final confirmation from council that we're good to go in terms of using scenario 2 of the economic model to form the basis of the motions that we'll put forward on April 15th. I'll just summarize that model. The key adjusting factors within that model is using 2% CPI projected into the future for the residential and resource assessment values. It's looking at a lift of 6% in 2027-28, 5% the next year, 4% the next year, and then 3% thereafter for the remainder of the projected 15 years. And then we're looking at a 2% commercial assessment lift in that model and no adjustment to taxes. So I'll just open the floor for council.
Any questions, comments on that? I think we were clear at the last meeting, perhaps, excuse me, that was the option that we wanted to go ahead with. Anything further? Any questions or comments? Okay, so consensus that we will continue with that option, CAO.
Thank you, Warden. The next and final item is Appendix B confirmation. So you'll remember back in late 2025, when we completed the strategic plan, the consultants produced an additional document, which they called Appendix B. And essentially what it was a list of possible actions or KPIs, whatever you want to call them. We call them actions that council could consider for their strategic plan. We had a council meeting in which council went through that Appendix B, identified some to eliminate right away that they didn't want to go forward to budget. And then the remainder of those items were assigned to staff members to pull together cost estimates that were going to be part of the budget process. I will point out that quite a few of the action items were not items that actually have a dollar amount associated with them. They're more actions that staff take, you know, in terms of, you know, making phone calls or activities that they follow themselves without actually having a dollar amount. When we went through the budget process, now that we've come through all of our meetings, we've now updated the Appendix B to reflect all the expenditures and projects that you've approved within your model. And what we've done here that's different from what you've seen before is we've identified when staff anticipate engaging with those action items in the next 4 years. This document will also form the basis of quarterly reporting going forward. So when we produce our quarterly reports, what you'll see is dialogue from each of the directors on what they've been working on in the previous quarter. You'll see dialogue on the financial aspects of the GLs they control, but then you'll also see this table, and we'll have a modified version of it in which you'll see basically color coding that'll identify if it's on track or if it's been delayed or if we're having problems with it. And there'll probably be like a little one liner to explain next to that what you'll see. So it'll be fairly simple, but it'll also act as a conversation piece to you. So when we do come and give you our quarterly presentations, you'll be able to, you know, you might see sort of, let's say, a red flag for one of the items that's maybe delayed. That'll serve as, I guess, a marker for you then to ask questions about that, and we'll be able to talk about it. So that's how the reporting is going to occur for the next 4 years on a quarterly basis. I will say that these action items will get adjusted at each budget for the next 4 years, because you might, as council or staff, have additional projects or adjustments that you'll be making. And so we will be adjusting this on an annual basis slightly.
Yeah, and there may even be potential funding opportunities that could move one from a couple of years out to a more current timeline as well.
Exactly. So I do want to open it up to the floor right now. You've had some time now to review this. And if you have any questions for directors on any of the action items, now's the time maybe to ask those questions.
Great. Thank you for that. And again, there is some flexibility built into all of this, which is important. I would note that, let me just see if I can find it here real quick, under pillar four, infrastructure, there are a lot of items of projects that will be ongoing this year, and I'm seeing blank moving forward. So I assume that a lot of those projects are items, I guess, that we won't necessarily, for lack of a better term, worry about for a number of years moving forward. They deal more with like sewage or the sewer treatment plant and different things like that, sewage treatment plant.
Yeah, and you'll see in our quarterly reports in the next year and the years after that, when we get to those items, we'll have dialogue within our reports that identify, okay, this year we have scheduled this street for renewing our sewer line, something like that, mm-hmm. and we'll comment on it. Or it might be, oh, we have to delay it because of this reason, or right. you know, that type of thing. So the quarterly reports will use this document as the framework to work from.
Mm-hmm. And excuse me, and then there are other projects, for example, under environment pillar one, when we talk about 1.2 renewable energy B1, explore options for ownership of more energy efficient streetlights, and it's in the 2 years as opposed to just one. So some of the years are just going to be some overlap.
Yeah, so the first year is going to be a study that's going to be done. So we'll be engaging a particular consultant who has expertise in this for year one. Mm-hmm. There will be a report presented to council for your decision for year two.
Right. Okay. And just something that just popped in my head, and I did review all of this. Did we include somewhere about, because I believe there was discussion at one of our strategic planning sessions about the potential of a dog park. It just popped in my head right now. So,
no.
Okay.
No, we don't have a dog park planned in here. Once again, this is, hold on a second, I believe.
So one of the action items for recreation is the assessment for facilities, recreation yes. facilities. Mm-hmm. So part of that, what will come out of that is could be some items of that.
Okay.
Rather than putting it in a project that's kind of unknown. So we're going to do that assessment first. And that's one thing that will give us some more information about moving forward with potential future recreation facilities.
Great. Okay. Thank you for that. Those were my comments, Councillor Thorburn Irvine.
Just again that, you know, this is an excellent framework, and it will keep us guided to what we've set within our strat plan. So it's just really excellent, and I commend you. I commend council and also our staff, of course. Yes. Yeah.
Thank you for that. Questions, comments regarding Deputy Warden?
I'll just make the comment. I like the fact that basically a lot change a little bit 2 years or a lot of people they can see what was set forth, at what point it was completed, and at what status it's at.
And I love the idea of the quarter. I like that discipline. I like knowing that, you know, we'll be reviewing, excuse me, all of this, you know, in a very timely manner, and be able to include our input at that time as well. Councillor Shand?
I would just like to say, the resident who had some concerns about how we do our budget, if you look at this document, everything in here was very clearly discussed throughout our budget plan. And you can look at every item on here. This is a lovely document. You can look at every item on here. And there has been something placed in the budget to be able to work towards these goals that we have. So to me, there should be no concern as to know where the municipality is looking to go in the future, not just this year, but like the 15-year plan. It was noted that that was kind of extreme maybe, but this is giving a goal. Like Councillor Wagner said, we may not be the people sitting here in a few years, and new council will be able to see what the plan was put forward very clearly.
Yes, agreed. Thank you. And Councillor Sutherland?
I'd like to say thank you to the staff for all the work they've put into this. It's literally clearly laid out for us all to see what's being spent and how we're going to spend it. And to the council, that, to the person who made the comment, the citizen, I'm not understanding what he doesn't understand or he or she doesn't understand in it. And because it's clearly laid out what we're spending our money on and what we're looking for in the future.
Yeah, I think it should be noted too that was in discussion with our residents as well. Councillor Richardson.
I just wanted to point out the change in emergency management. Some of the lessons learned, for instance, when we had the wildfire, it's better to have larger planning or the capability of everybody being familiar. So this approach is bringing in a larger, I think tank or a larger perspective on this. And I think it's a positive instead of it just being a single or one or two. So it's an expansion of that.
Okay, thank you. Any other questions or comments regarding this document? Hearing none, anything further that we need to discuss this morning, CAO?
No, we've covered all the key points that staff require from council this morning. And if you have any other questions about the budget, this is your last opportunity.
So. Yeah, I think just to reiterate what a number of our councillors have said, a huge thank you to our staff. I mean, this really is, I think, an excellent document. I think we're all pleased with how the budget process was led and the opportunity for our residents to be engaged in the process, which is extremely important as well. And I'm feeling quite positive and excited about our next fiscal year and moving beyond that. And I'm very happy with the whole process. And again, a huge thank you to our staff. Any other comments before we adjourn our meeting? Hearing none, we will adjourn at 8:53 a.m. Thank you, everyone.